The Renaissance Festival Podcast Show, number 205. The St. Patrick's Show Special.
Today's show is brought to you by the Celtic invasion of the Highlands of Scotland. Are you ready for the adventure of a lifetime? When you join Mark Gunn on a Celtic invasion vacation, you aren't packed in a bus like sardines. You're not desperately racing from one overcrowded tourist site to another. Instead, you will relax and savor the land like a local as you experience our motto, good food, good drink, and good company. In June 2013, you can see the Highlands of Scotland as we raid the countryside of Inverness before descending on Stirling. There will be music and excitement like you've never seen before with Mark Gunn's Celtic Invasion of Scotland. Join the invasion today at CelticInvasion.com.
I do. I love St. John's. Our spirits high. Out on the sea, not morn a day. When I thought it came into me mind.
Oh, that hurt.
To find the lass and make her mine. Edinburgh, Norway, we were whaling fair. The wind says we were sailing the bus'n. In the hole, I met a lady on shore. She said I was too bold.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she said old.
Wow.
Well, I'm gonna buy me an Irish girl with snowy skin and crimson curls. We're dancing every morning and drinking every night. Been around the sailor's world, I've had my share of proper girls. I made up my mind tonight. I'm gonna buy me an Irish girl. Our boat into the harbor, shined our boots inside the harbor. Met some girls who were born alive. Yes, when we landed in the harbor, drank the finest chablis and smoked their cigarettes. But then they wanted £50 for we could see the rest.
Of course, they don't use pounds anymore. What they actually use is euros. Now the translation.
When I'm gonna buy me an Irish girl with snowy skin and crimson curls, we're dancing every morning and drinking every night. Been around the sailor's world, I've had my share of proper girls. I made up my mind tonight, I'm gonna find me an Irish girl.
We sailed around to Tarragona, got real drunk in Barcelona. In the spyglass in the show, and a maiden swimming all alone. I netted her up on the deck and dragged her down beneath. But near a mermaid had I seen with whiskers, hair, and teeth.
Get it now, she's a seal.
Well, I'm going to find me an Irish girl with snowy skin and crimson curls. We're dancing every morning and drinking every night. Been around the sailor's world, I've had my share of proper girls. I made up my mind tonight. I'm going to find me an Irish girl.
We sailed our boat to Liverpool. We had the itch, but we kept our cool. I swore upon this single rule that I'd find me a girl in Liverpool. I spied a fancy. Her figure, hourglass. But when she heard my Gaelic tongue, she said I had no class.
Like you had to open your mouth for her to figure that out.
Fair.
Well, I'm gonna find me an Irish girl with snowy skin and crimson curls and dancing every morning and drinking every night. Been around the sailor's world, I've had my share of proper girls. I made up my mind tonight. I'm gonna find me an Irish girl.
Ground as we headed into London town. We stormed into the brothel and blew the bloody horn. But all the pubs were closed up dry this Christian Sunday morn.
You know what? That's the problem with God. He lays too many rules on you. Don't go. You know what? God's awesome.
I'm gonna find me an Irish girl with snowy skin and crimson curls, and dancing every morning and drinking every night. Been around the sailor's world, I've had my share of proper girls. I made up my mind tonight. I'm gonna find me an Irish girl.
The Parsec Award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and here are your hosts, a man who is always away on a mission for Merlin and is shrouded in mystery, Joe Hiddew. the gatekeeper between the worlds, an expert in all magical creatures, Tony Autumn.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
And I'm Joe Haydu.
And that first song you heard was Irish Girl by the Dregs from Angelina's Farewell Concert. So how's it going, Joe?
I'm doing great, Tony. Really looking forward to St. Patrick's Day. You know, I don't really have anything specific planned for it. But since I'm currently in a location where alcohol is illegal, I thought I might just spend the day crying. No. I'm hoping to get my hands on some corned beef and have a good old time. Last year, I actually managed to have someone dress up as a leprechaun. So I might see if I can find that costume. If I do, I promise I'll get pictures.
And if you are, in fact, listening to the show on St. Patrick's Day, as we hope you are, it is also Mark Gunn's birthday. So I imagine he is hanging out with his family, maybe looking for a pot of gold, drinking some green beer. But who knows? We'll have to ask him the next time he's around. So let's hop back up into the music for this St. Patrick's Day.
And next up, we have a real tearjerker, Kilkelly, Ireland, by Mark Gunn, from Not Every Day is St. Patrick's Day.
Kilkelly, Ireland, 18 and 60, my dear and loving son John. Your good friend and schoolmaster, Pat McNamara, so good as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to fine work in England. The house is all empty and sad. Crop of potatoes is sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. Your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell, they're going to be married in June. Your mother says not to work on the railroad, be sure to come on home soon. Kilkelly, Ireland, 18 and 70, my dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children, and may they grow healthy and strong. Michael has gotten a wee bit of trouble, I guess that he never will learn. Because of the dampness, there's no work to speak of, and now we have nothing to burn. Bridget is happy you named a child for her, although she has six of her own. You say you found work, but you don't say what kind or when you will be coming home. Kilkelly, Ireland, 18 and 80, dear Michael and John, my sons. I'm sure to bring you the very sad news, your dear old mother is gone. We buried her down at the church in Kilkelly, your brothers and Bridget were there. You don't have to worry, she died very quickly, remember her in your prayers. And it's so good that Michael's returning with money he's sure to buy land. For the crop has been poor and the people are selling as fast as they can. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1890, my dear and loving son John. I suppose that I must be close on 80, it's 30 years since you've gone. Because of all the money you sent me, I'm still living out on my own. Michael has built himself a fine house, and Bridget's daughters are grown. Thank you for sending your family pictures. They're lovely young women and men. You
say that you might even come for a visit. What a joy to see you again. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1892, my dear brother John. I'm sorry I didn't write sooner to tell you that father's gone. He was living with Bridget, she says he was happy and healthy down to the end. Ah, you should have seen him play with the grandchildren of Pat McNamara, your friend. And we buried him alongside a mother down at Kilkelly Churchyard. He was a strong and a feisty old man, considering his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you, he called for you at the end. Why don't you think about coming to visit? What a joy to see you again.
Be real cool if I picked up my dad's guitar, learn me some Irish tunes, playing for a couple friends at some little Polish bar, a little whiskey in the jar. I never thought it'd go so far. So why you wanna bring me down? Not from Ireland, I'm from Allentown. I learned something from an Irish girl. She came to our second show. When an Irish girl has something to say, she's gonna let you know. She said she wasn't very fond. Turned her volume up to 10. I didn't fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Dare a nation once again. But it's a song we had to play, or else the owner wouldn't pay. 'Cause I'm almost Irish, and I hope almost is good enough for you. Irish. Okay, mostly I'm American, it's true. Maybe the little bit of Irish in me can be the little bit of Irish in you. I'll admit to you my biggest fear, that guy from Belfast will show up here. Hey, what's that flying through the air? Oh, it's his glass of beer. So Irish kids don't like these songs, so why do Americans keep on going strong? You think this trad stuff really bores? It's not my fault that you like the chorus. So I'm not a native Irishman. Never really said I am. Got soft teeth and I don't tan. So won't you give me something, man? 'Cause I'm almost Irish. I'm Americana. Maybe the little bit of Irish in me can be the little bit of Irish in you. Real blood pudding makes me sick. Colin Farrell is a marginal actor at best. I finally found a place where I belong. So let me sing the unicorn song. 'Cause we're almost Irish, and I hope almost is good enough for you. And we're mostly Irish. Okay, mostly we're American, it's true. Maybe a little bit of Irish in me can be the little bit of Irish in you.
And a begging I will go, a begging I will go, and a begging I will go, a begging I will go.
Begging is the best, for when a beggar's tired, you can lay him down and rest.
And a begging I will go, a begging I will go, and a begging I will go, a begging I will go.
And the pocket farm me a meal, and another farm me rye, got a bottle by me side to drink when I am dry.
And a begging I will go, a begging I will go, and a begging I will go, a begging I will go.
I patches on me dusty cloak and a black patch on me knee. Oh, when it comes to take me here, I see as well as thee.
And a begging I will go, a begging I will go, and a begging I will go, a begging I will go.
Have a pocket for me meal, and another for me malt. Have a pair of little crutches, I should see how I can halt.
And a begging I will go, a begging I will go, and a begging I will go, a begging I will go.
Well, I sleep beneath the holly trees, and there I pay no rent. Oh, providence provides for me, and I am well content.
And a begging I will go, a begging I will go, and a begging I will go, a begging I will go.
But fear no plots against me, I live an open cell. Oh, who would be a king then when beggars live so well?
And a begging I will go, a begging I will go, and a begging I will go, a begging I will go.
Well, of all the trades in England, the begging is the best. For when a beggar's tired, you can lay him down and rest.
And a begging I will go, a begging I will go, and a begging I will go, a begging I will go, and a begging I will go, a begging I will go.
Country or far distant strand. and it's early next morning. Their hearts give a sigh. They do kiss their mothers, and then they will say, farewell, dear old father. We must now go away. Their friends and relations, and the neighbors also. When the trunks they are packed up and ready to go, the tears from their eyes they fall down like the rain, and the horses are prancing, going off down the lane. So good luck to those people, and safe may they land. They're leaving their country for a far distant strand. They're leaving old Ireland no longer to stay, and thousands are sailing to lands far away. When they do reach the dockside, you will hear their last cry, with handkerchiefs waving and bidding goodbye. Their hearts will be breaking upon leaving the shore. Farewell, dear old Ireland. Will we ne'er see you more? I pity the mother who reared up the child, and likewise the father who labored and toiled to try to support them. He worked night and day, and when they are reared up, they do go away. So good luck to those people, and safe may they land. They're leaving their country for far distant strand. They're leaving old Ireland no longer to stay, and thousands are sailing to lands far away, and thousands are sailing. I stepped on board a vision and followed with a will, till next I came to anchor at the cross near Spancel Hill. Delighted by the novelty, enchanted with the scene wherein my early boyhood so oft times I had been, I thought I heard a murmur. I think I hear it still. It's a little stream of water that flows down Spancel Hill to amuse a passing fancy. I lay down on the ground, and soon my school companions were shortly gathered round. When we were home returning, we danced with pride, goodwill, to a fiddler's lively music on the road to Spancel Hill. I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's as fair as any lily and gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, crying, Johnny, I love you still. She was a farmer's daughter, the pride of Spansel Hill. I dreamt she hugged and she kissed me, as in the days of yore. She said, Johnny, you're only joking, like so many times before. The cock crew in the morning, it crew both loud and shrill. And I awoke in a cold, barren room many miles from Spansel Hill. Work hard for the crack, getting up late on Sunday, and never gets to mass. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, it gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. When Friday night comes around, well, it's only good for fighting. I would like a letter home, but I'm just too tired for writing. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, it gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. The only time I feel all right is when I'm into the drinking. It eases up the pain of life, levels out my thinking. Cause it almost breaks my heart when I think of Rosalie. I promised I'd be coming back with my pockets full of green. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, it gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Sometimes I hear a fiddle play, or maybe it's just a notion. I dream I see white horses dance upon that other ocean. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Such a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Such a long, long way from Clare to here. A very long, long way from Clare to luck to those people, and safe may they land. They're leaving their country for far distant strand. They're leaving old Ireland no longer to stay, and thousands are sailing to lands far away. And thousands are sailing to lands far away.
That was Wild Rover by the Merry Wives of Windsor from Bottoms Up.
And before that was the Irish Immigrants Trilogy by Jesse Linder and Friends from his CD Easy and Free.
And before that, And Begging Will I Go by the Brogy-Nagian Bards from the Holy Grail of Irish Drinking Song.
And before that, we had Almost Irish by Sian from her album Almost Irish.
Next up is The Lady Says She's Irish by Craig Farrington from A Rhyme for Orange.
A sad oriental woman I met upon my way. I caught her almond eyes and said, as I am wont to say, has that lovely lady had her love song today? Her face, it flushed a little as she flashed a brilliant smile. Oh, I can't find my Danny, I've been lost a little while. I don't suppose you sing a song about the Emerald Isle. The lady says she's Irish, and she believes it's true. From her form and her face, you'd guess some other race, but she's Irish through and through. He gives her daily doses of a potion both pleasant and strong. If she's not fully Irish, then she will be ere too long. She'd met him at the station. The trains were running late. He'd been so warm and tender, she'd consented to a date. He'd asked her father for her hand, but she said, we should wait. Your family back in Dublin, they'll think I look so strange. Why, I've told them you're an Irish girl, and that I can arrange. So be my wife and share my life, and soon you'll see the change. The lady says she's Irish, and she believes it's true. From her form and her face, you'd guess some other race, but she's Irish through and through. He gives her daily doses of a potion both pleasant and strong. If she's not fully Irish, then she will be ere too long. Then a man walked up behind her, and he whispered, I love you. Such a striking pair, his skin so fair, hers with Mediterranean hue. He said, I found you, minstrel, I've been looking for you. Won't you serenade my lady? You'll pick the right song, I know you. I said, well, my guess is she's Irish. He squeezed her, see? Yes, it's true. From her form and her face, you'd guess some other race, but she's Irish through and through. I give her 3 daily doses of a potion both pleasant and strong. She's Irish by injection. Come now, minstrel, let's hear that song. Hey! You see him out dancing with the flat caps on. Beware the weekend Irish, waving their banners and tipping their
back and I'll be a weekend Irish. Ink me some travel on the square of me back and I'll be a weekend Irish. And we'll raise a hand to the motherland. That's part of being an American, to be a weekend Irish. Yeah, we're the weekend Irish. Hey! We're the weekend Irish.
I spied an old fisherman singing this song. He said, "Take me away, boys, my time is not long. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Please tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green." Where the old sailors go when they don't go to hell. The living is easy, the dolphins do play. And the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Please tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now the weather is fair, there is never a gale. Fish jump on board with a swish of their tails. Or you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do. Sure, the skipper's below getting drunk with the crow. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Please tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now you're back there in port and your long journey's through. There's beer and there's wine, there's lasses there too. All the girls are all pretty, the beer is all free. And there's bottles of rum hanging off every tree. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I won't need a harp nor a halo, not me. Give me the breeze and the deep rolling sea. I'll play my old squeeze box and we'll sail along with the wind in the rig and to sing me this song. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Please tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
Kiss me sweetly now, my love. Hold me tight and hold me long. Though we spend this night together, no tomorrow I'll be gone. Farewell, goodbye, my green-eyed girl, I bid thee now adieu. To sail my way around the world, but I'm coming home to you. I'll be coming home to you. I must sail away, my love, and the time to leave draws nigh. Love, if I would stay but one more day, I could never summon goodbye. Farewell, goodbye, my green-eyed girl, I bid thee now adieu. To sail my way around the world, but I'm coming home to you. I'll be coming home to you. You're the siren song, my love, always tempting me to shore. Would the wind and water win it, I'd be in your arms once more. Farewell, goodbye, my green-eyed girl, I bid thee now adieu. To sail my way around the world, but I'm coming home to you. I'll be coming home to you. Be my compass now, my love. Guide me straight and hold me true. Though the voyage is long and the gales be strong, no, I'm coming home to you. Farewell, goodbye, my green-eyed girl, I bid thee now adieu. To sail my way around the world, but I'm coming home to you. I'll be coming home to you. Farewell, goodbye, my green-eyed girl, I bid thee now adieu. To sail my way around the world, but I'm coming home. Love, I'm coming home to you.
Oh, the summer time is coming, and the trees are sweet. And the
Perfect song for early spring, Wild Mountain Time by Abby Green from Fig of Kiss.
And before that, Green-Eyed Girl from Bonnie Maine from Crackin' Up.
And before that was Fiddler's Green by Rambling Sailors from their album Bright Shining Clear.
And before that, Weekend Irish by Barley Juice from A Night at the Pub. I hope all of you have a fantastic St. Patrick's Day, and make sure you wish Mark a happy birthday. And as always, you can email us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. You can also find us on our Facebook, where you can post news and comment on our comments. You can also call the castle at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. Any last thoughts, Joe?
Everyone has a very happy St. Patrick's Day. Raise a pint for me if you've got one handy.
And we are going to finish up this St. Patrick's Day special with The Parting Glass by The Interpreters from Be Gentle.
Of all the money that e'er I've had, I have spent it in good company. And all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. If I had money enough to spend and leisure time to sit a while, there is a young lad in this glen who surely has my heart beguiled. His rosy cheeks and ruby lips fail to me the parting glass. Good night, and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er we've had, they are sorry for our going away. And all the sweethearts that e'er we've had, they would wish us one more day to stay. But since it falls unto our lot that we should rise and you should not, we will gently rise and we'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.